In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today is the Samaritan Sunday in the Great Lent. We have some meditations on this gospel. About the great love of our Lord Jesus Christ. To everyone in the whole world. And we want to meditate on the divine calling of our Lord and the human response of His beloved. First of all, we see that the Lord is the starter, is the beginner, is the approacher to everyone. And always He starts not only to call, but also to go to everyone. Not only to wait for the sinners to come, but also to go to the sinners, encouraging them to repent. When our Lord was incarnate and came to this world, He chose to go to the manger, and it was the door that He entered to be born, And He also invited the simple shepherds to celebrate His birth by sending the angels to them to inform them about His birth. When He wanted to bless the wedding, He went to the wedding of a simple man, a poor family, who did not have enough wine. And He changed the water into wine to help them in continuing the celebration. When He wanted to choose His disciples, He did not go to the very wise people, or the scholars, but He went to the shepherds, starting with Peter, Andrew, John, and James, to make them His disciples, to carry the responsibility of preaching the gospel to the whole nations. This is the way that the Lord deals with us. He went to Levi as He was sitting at the table of the tax collection, and He said to him, "Follow me." And He followed him immediately, leaving everything, following him. And then He chose 12 disciples, Most of them were very simple people, but full of good acceptance to his work, submitting themselves to him, and he gave them authority on the evil demons to cast out and to the healing of diseases. This is his call for the servants, for the disciples. But he has a stronger call to the repenters. The first call, the first verse he said in his preaching, carried calling to repent. He said about Jesus, and Matthew said after the baptism and after the temptation, he said, from that time Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And also, when some of the cities did not accept his preaching, then he began to rebuke the cities in which most of his mighty works had been done, because they did not repent. On Friday, we saw our Lord Jesus Christ going to Kenya to Sidon to heal the daughter of the Kenyan woman, the Gentile place, and he cast out the evil demon from her daughters. We saw him also in Matthew 18 and 19 approaching Jericho, Ariha. Why? Was it just for Zacchaeus? No, it wasn't only for Zacchaeus. Because in his way he saw a blind man. And the blind man, when he knew that Jesus Christ is passing by, he cried out saying, oh, son of David, have mercy upon me. And he opened his eyes. And always the miracles of opening the eyes of the blind was a symbol to open the eyes of our hearts on faith. That's why in the liturgy, in one of the fractions, we say, oh Lord, who opened the eyes of the blind, open the eyes of our hearts. It was a sign that the Lord is going to Jericho, carrying with him the new mission, wanting to open the eyes of the hearts of the people. But the first step was repentance. Without repentance, there was no reason or no chance for us to accept the faith. And then he saw Zacchaeus, and then he called him, and then he blessed his house, and Zacchaeus repented from all his heart, leaving the bad way that he was going on, leaving his bad work, giving those who were unjust, who was mistreated by him, when he was unjust to them and took more than his rights, he gave them fourfold. And he repented, giving half of his possessions to the poor and the needy. Not only that, he was invited by Zacchaeus in the house, and all the tax collectors and the sinners surrounded him. And I'm sure that most of them repented on his hands. After that, when he was leaving Jericho, he also again opened the eyes of Bartimaeus, who was blind. And now to the gospel of today. He wanted to go to Samaria. When I want to visit a city, I will search for one of the famous people, rich people, who has a comfort accommodation for me to go, and from there I start. But the wonderful God entered the Samaria through a sinner woman. He did not enter the city. He was waiting at the well of Jacob for the sinner woman. And it is something very wonderful. Very wonderful. He started to speak to the woman. He had a long discussion with her until she repented, until she said the truth, until she declared that she was living in a wrong way, sinful way. Here I have a question. When the Lord started with the woman, what did he ask? He said, I'm thirsty. Give me what to drink. And the question here, if the woman gave him water, would he drank of it or not? I don't think so. Because actually he wanted to give her from the water that he has, not from the water that she had. He wanted to give her the water of life. He wanted to change her completely. He wanted to let her move from being a sinner to being a preacher to the people of the Samaria. And this is what happened. In another word, if I want to have my Lord in my heart to save my life, to give me peace, the first step is to search for him to forgive my sins. Forgive my sins. That's why the Lord chose this sinner woman, this very famous woman who came at midday, escaping from seeing the people who knew that she was a sinner. He changed her to be the first preacher to the Samaritans in all the city. This is the way of God. And this is why we have to know that the first step in the beginning of the day, in the beginning of the life, in the beginning of the relationship with God in the beginning of everything is to repent. We cannot mix our life between bad and good. We cannot do that. If we want to repent from all our hearts, we have to leave the past life. We have to leave the past behaviors. We have to begin a new beginning. That's why the woman left everything after the Lord spoke to her and revealed himself to her as Messiah, the Messiah. She left her water pot as a sign that she is not in need anymore to the water of this well. She will be from now on depending on the water of life, depending on the source, the true source of life, our Lord Jesus Christ, to be her savior, her redeemer, her true lover, who will lead her to the eternal life and the true happiness. That's why we admire this woman, and more admire our lover of mankind, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is searching for the sinners everywhere. But now I ask myself, if the Lord is searching for me to repent, what is my duty? Is to still in my sins, in my behavior, saying, you are good father, I love you from all my heart, or should I change my life? Should I accept the work of my Lord Jesus Christ in my life and leave what was and start a new life with him? This is what we call the true repentance. The repentance is metanoia. And metanoia in the Greek word means change the way. Change the way. It's not enough, to say, I repent. Or to go to the confession father and say some words. But it is very essential to change the way I feel that it disturbs my relationship with God. This is the cornerstone in our faith. This is the cornerstone in our life with our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why all the repenters all over the world, became a very good witnesses to the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why the Lord said, I have not come for the righteous, but for the sinners to repent. نهاردة يعني السمرية دي علامة عظيمة جدا على محبة ربنا، لأن الله قال أنا لم آتي لأدعو أبرارا بل خطاة إلى التوبة. وإذا كان المسيح يسوع يا أحبائي بدأ وجوده في العالم، تجسده في العالم في مزود بقر مش في قصر هيرودس، وراح لبيت شاب غلبان عشان يبارك عرس قانا الجليل، ما عندهمش خمرة كفاية، ويقعد مع العشارين والخطاة. دعوة المسيح للبسطاء دليل على ان ربنا بيبص للقلب مش للشكل من بره، بيبص للقلب ويعطي فرصة لكل انسان لكل إنسان كائنا من كان. ده السر في إن إحنا بنقول له أنت هو الله محب البشر الصالح. أنت بتحبنا يا رب من كل قلبك، وإذا كنت مدينا وصية علشان نعيشها فالوصية دي عشان خيرنا، ما هياش فوق كتفنا حمل تقيل، لكن الوصية بتاعتك يا ربي لخيري، الوصية بتاعتك لسلامي، لطهارتي، لقداستي، الوصية بتاعتك نبع من حبك ليا، من حبك ليا، من محبة ربنا. أحبائي، إنه حتى لما اختار تلاميذه ما اختارهمش من الفلاسفة والعلماء والعظماء والمشاهير، اختارهم من التلاميذ البسط. راح لبطرس واندراوس ويعقوب ويوحنا وعملهم تلاميذ. راح لمتى العشار على الجباية وقال له اتبعني، ساب كل شيء ومشي وراه. راح للمرأة الكنعانية اللي جات له، راح صرف صيدة وهو عارف انه رايح حتة ما هياش بتاعت شعب الله المختار، وتجي له واحدة من الأمم وتقول له يا ابن داود ارحمني، ويشفي بنتها ويطلع الشيطان من بنتها ويجعلها درس وعبرة للتلاميذ وكل اللي واقفين. لما قالت له الكلاب أيضا تأكل من الفتات الساقط من أربابها، وقال لها يا امرأة عظيما هو إيمانك، عظيما هو إيمانك. ولما دخل أريحة ما دخلش بس عشان زك، لكن ابتدى بزك، قال له زك زك اسرع وانزل، ينبغي اليوم أن أكون في بيتك. وهو داخل بيت زك فتح عينين إنسان أعمى عشان يقول أنا جاي دلوقتي أريحة عشان أفتح عينيكم عشان تأمنوا وتنالوا أن تعيشوا في النور الحقيقي الذي ينير لكل إنسان في الرب يسوع المسيح نور العالم. ودخل أريحة وقبل توبة زكة، وقعد مع العشارين والخطاة في بيت زكة، والتصق به كل هؤلاء الناس وسابوا سكتهم القديمة وعاشوا معه حياة جديدة. حتى هو خارج من أريحة برضو قابل بارتيماوس الأعمى وفتح عينيه عشان يقول، علشان يقول كلام أشعيا عنه إنه جاي يفتح أعين العميان. وأما السامرية فيدخل السامرة كلها من باب الزنية اللي موجودة في السامرة. لسه بقول يعني أنا لما أروح بلد أدور على واحد يعني عنده بيت مريح وقعدة مريحة وكده، وبعدين الناس يقولي لا، المسيح ما عملش كده. المسيح قعد عند البير مستني الست دي وقعد يتكلم معها حديث طويل ويحاور، لقيت لما طلع اللي جواها قالت له ليس لي زوج، قال لها بس مدام قلت كده يبقى عارفة ان الحياة اللي انت عايشها مش مظبوطة، انا قبلت التوبة بتاعتك. وفعلا الست سابت الجرة بتاعتها، تركت المرأة جرتها. هو ده اللي احنا محتاجين له احبائي، نسيب الحاجة اللي مكلبشانا، نسيب الحاجة اللي مأيدانا، نسيب الحاجة اللي معطلانا عن النمو الروحي وعن التصقنا بالمسيح وعن تبعيتنا له كل ايام حياتنا، وتصبح الزانية بتاعة السامرة هي مبشرة، مبشرة لكل أهل السامرة. والناس تيجي الأول وتقول لها إحنا بنآمن عشان كل اللي أنت قلتيه، وبعدين يقولوا اقعد معنا شوي، قعد معهم يومين وبعدين قالوا لها إحنا متشكرين، إحنا مش بس بنآمن عشان اللي أنت قلتيه، لا ده إحنا آمنا وعرفنا إن هو ده المسيح مخلص، مخلص العالم. بنرفع قلوبنا إلى الرب يسوع ونقول لإلهنا يا اللي دخلت السامرة من باب السامرية الخطية، ادخل قلبي اغفر خطيتي، لأنك إن ما غفرتش خطيتي من جوايا مش هقدر أتمتع بيك، وإن ما توبتش مش هتتغفر خطيتي. عشان كده عايز أتوب يا رب من قلبي، دي أول خطوة إني أتوب وأقول لك مع أرمية توبني يا رب فأتوب، توبني يا رب فأتوب. We need from all our hearts nowadays to pray asking the Lord to dwell in our hearts and to work with His Holy Spirit in our hearts to repent, to change our life, to mix our fasting and prayer with true repentance. When we repent from our hearts, we will be good witnesses to the whole world, and all the world will see our works and glorify our Father in heavens. Glory be to Him forever. Amen.